We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Glad you're back with us. Another hour of the Bill Michaels Show. A couple more to go before we get out of here for the weekend and get you ready for Packers and Buccaneers coming up this Sunday down at Raymond James Stadium. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. A lot of things to get into. Eric Brancheck coming up at the bottom of the hour. Neumel heads up plays of the week as well. We're going to talk about what Aaron Rodgers has to say regarding the matchup this weekend also, because and I think he's 100% right. We'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But right now, time for buy or sell. Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell.
It is buy or sell time, and Radio Joe Zinzola bringing it to the table. Radio Joe, what you got?
Just buy it already. There will be a Week 18 in the NFL.
Yeah, I believe there will be. I put it this way. I don't think the NFL is going to become completely unscathed from COVID. It's whether or not they're going to be able to complete the season. So, yeah, they'll push it back 1 week, I think, and get a couple of extra games in. But, you know, hey, as long as we're getting in football, I don't care. So I'll be happy about it. But there, even if it's not a full week 18, even if it's probably just a couple of games to complete the season, they'll go ahead and do that. But I really believe there will be, because now you're seeing little pockets, breakouts here and there. So hopefully they can continue to contain it. But 5 weeks in and we've already had, you know, numerous facilities shut down because of it. Although the most recent one today, for those that are tuning in, it was the Indianapolis Colts shutting down their facility, but their owner, Jim Irsay, saying, nothing to see here. We're good to go. We'll be playing on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So that's 1 o'clock Eastern time. So I think there's going to be a Week 18, but I still think we're going to complete this season.
Buy or sell?
You know, I saw a statistic the other day from Andy Herman from the Packaday podcast and PackReport.com. He had put it out on Twitter. And when you look at the amount, the percentage of Preston Smith dropping back in coverage this season compared to last season, it's about the same. It's like right around 18, yeah. 19%. So there's this whole belief that Preston Smith is dropping back all the time. That's not really true. So, right. So buy or sell when it comes to Preston Smith. There's no reason to be concerned by his lack of production getting after the quarterback.
I think there's a reason to be concerned. I statistically speaking, now, maybe it makes a difference with Kenny Clark. We'll see with Kenny Clark coming back. If Kenny Clark is able to put more pressure up the gut, well, therefore they have to pay more attention to Kenny Clark versus others. But no, I think there's a genuine concern right now. There's some eyebrows at least being raised that Preston Smith's numbers from last year to this year are not. Now, granted, I didn't expect his numbers to be the exact same. We'd be crazy because last year was a career year. But you certainly would have liked to have seen more than what you're seeing right now. So am I concerned? Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about there's reason to be concerned about right now the productivity of Preston Smith. So, yes, I am concerned about it. I am going to sell on the statement. There is no reason to be concerned.
Buy or sell?
Robert Tonyan has at least 75 receiving yards on Sunday and two TDs.
Selling on that. No, I think Robert Tonyan gets a TD, anywhere from 50 to 75 yards, somewhere in that area. Obviously, you're getting Devontae Adams back. They're going to be looking at Tonyan now. He was kind of an unknown until he burst onto the scene with three touchdowns. So it's not that he was completely unknown to everybody, but, I mean, it wasn't a guy that you had to pay specific attention to. I think now they're going to. So, no, I think Robert Tonyan, 50, 60 yards, maybe a touchdown. But I don't think he has a two-touchdown game in this one. I'm going to sell on that statement.
Buy or sell?
Well, again, one of the topics that we have done ad nauseum on this show is the futures of Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari, Corey Linsley. You got all these guys that are up for contract extensions. But buy or sell, there's no way in hell the Packers are going to bring back Jamal Williams.
That's a great question. We tend to forget about him. I think there's a way to bring him back because he's not – I mean, he's going to get money on the open market, but he's not going to get huge money. So it's where do you want to go, I guess, if I'm Jamal Williams? You know, he's making a name for himself. There's no doubt about that. The fact that he had eight catches out of the backfield, he's not Aaron Jones. So he's going to get some money, but he's not getting big money. And I think the Packers can still work it out to keep. Now, if you get A.J. Dillon into the mix and he starts running downhill, then maybe because you've got A.J. Dillon on the rookie contract, you can let Jamal Williams go, keep Aaron Jones under a franchise tag, and still work out the deal with David Bakhtiari. And who knows what you can do to maybe hang on to either Corey Linsley or, you know, one of the other guys, Kevin King, whatever. I'd hate to see them break up that secondary because the secondary, I think, is one of the best in football. So I'd hate to see them let Kevin King go. Corey Linsley, you might be able to get away from, even though he's having a solid season, but you still may be able to fill in with, say, a guy like John Runyon. But I think they figure out a way to keep Jamal Williams if A.J. Dillon is not the running back we expect he is. Otherwise, I think Jamal Williams would probably be the odd man out by the time it's all said and done. Although, do you want to break up that camaraderie, that relationship between him and Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers? Those three guys seem to really just enjoy one another. So I don't know if I break up the chemistry that those three have, but business is business. So I would probably say Jamal Williams would be the odd man out. So I don't think he gets re-signed if they believe A.J. Dillon is going to be the next back.
Buy or sell?
All right, last one for you. And this kind of goes into what Aaron Rodgers will say on the other side of the break. But if Aaron Rodgers plays better than Tom Brady coming up on Sunday and the Packers get a win on top of it, it means absolutely nothing when it comes to the greatest of all time conversation.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean anything. Because, I mean, Tom Brady, he's got rings for the thumb. He has been, whether you think it's Belichick or you think it's Brady or you think it just has to be, but who cares? The guy's been a perennial winner. He's been to, what is it, 10 Super Bowls? I think it's a ridiculous amount of success that he's had. You can't take that away from the guy. Statistically, is he better than Rodgers? Can you imagine what Rodgers would have done with that system, that ability? Maybe he would have 7 or 8, you know, championships. Who knows? But as far as the greatest of all time, I hate to say that rings divide everybody, but they do. Rings divide everybody, so Tom Brady's still going to be. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could win a Super Bowl this year and next year, and if he has MVP seasons and statistically is out of this world, you can start talking about Aaron Rodgers being one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but I don't think he's going to take over the top spot anytime soon. So even if Rodgers gets the win this weekend, it doesn't change the GOAT competition, so to speak.
All right, well, that's it.
There you go. That's the way we do it. That is buy or sell. Glad to have you along for the ride. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Scholze Family Farms Beef. You're going to do some tailgating, right? Got some tailgating coming up. Even if it is cold out, you can step outside. You can jump out into the backyard on the patio. You can go to the garage, whatever it happens to be. Put in some of the space heaters, whatever. It's all right because you can do it real, real quick. Real, real quick. Scholze Family Farms Beef. They are good to go. I'm going to tell you more about them coming up here in just a little bit. So we'll talk more about tailgating, enjoying ourselves. But before that, if you're going to drive anywhere, you got to drive over and see our friends that Joe Zanzola goes to. Right, Joe?
That's right. I always am going to buy from Hyundai West Allis. That is the place to be when it comes to getting a new car. And the other thing that I'm going to buy really high on is the fact that I know when I walk in, I'm going to be safe and feel safe. And not have the whole COVID thing in my head throughout the whole process of buying my car. And that's why they take it very, very seriously at Hyundai West Allis. The staff there knows that they're looking out for you. And you'll notice that when you walk in, everyone's wearing masks, they're wiping everything down. And when you bring your car into service, for example, they're even putting steering wheel covers on so there's no germs that are going to be able to get past. Can't go wrong with that. And don't worry, if you forget your mask, because I do that from time to time, it's okay. They're going to have masks for you, and they're not going to charge you for it, which is good as well. It's just one of the many reasons why you should get your car from Hyundai West Allis. They have the lowest prices in town, the best inventory, and are the most respectful when it comes to your safety. They even have discounted prices. Vehicles like the 2021 Hyundai Palisade, the best-selling SUV around. Hyundai West Allis, located just off of Highway 100 in West Allis. Quick 15-minute ride from, say, Waukesha, downtown Milwaukee, but convenient anywhere. And when you go in, if you mention my name, Joe Zanzola, you will receive an additional $500 off any new or used vehicle in their inventory. Hyundai West Allis, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary.
There you have it. Radio Joe Zanzola and Hyundai West Allis. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Going to talk about what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the GOAT. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Scholze Family Farms Beef, they got it going on. I was telling you about some tailgating. Maybe you're going to be doing it this weekend as Packers are traveling. You're going to be kind of sitting there getting ready for the game. They want to give you a chance to win an awesome grilling package. So if you're looking at your grill going, man, I'd like to get something better than this, you got a shot at it. Think about this. They're giving away a Traeger Bronson 20 grill. I love my my Traeger grill. I love it. I'm going to be doing some smoking this weekend. And it's courtesy of Scholze Ace Home Center in Black River Falls. They give you a bag of pellets, a case of the Fox Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce, a three-pack of seasoning from Salty Provisions. And the contest open to the first 15 people that go there and sign up for the 6- or 12-month subscription or read all the details at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E. All you got to do is click on that Start Shopping link, and all the contest details are going to pop right up. And they're going to ship all that stuff to you. If you're going to go there and place an order, a couple of days, bam, right there on your doorstep. If you win the grilling package, bam, right there on your doorstep. It's that simple. Our friends at Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've been doing it a long time in Humber, Wisconsin, but they can send all of their quality beef right to your doorstep. Don't forget, go to Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, a great way to think about doing some tailgating prior to the game. All right, Aaron Rodgers, because the comments have been made, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, this week, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. But Aaron's like, look, hey, it's not me against Tom. Take a listen.
I mean, like I said, I'm not playing against Tom. I'm playing against the Buccaneers defense. That's how it should be viewed. When it comes to big picture and you guys writing your stories and telling that whole story, which I know is a part of it, I mean, it's, you know, two older guys. Now he's, you know, a little bit older than I am, and he's got me by about 6.5 or 7 years. But we haven't played each other a whole lot because he's been in the AFC, you know, the majority of his career, and I've been over here. And obviously I missed the 1-10 with a concussion. You know, he's obviously done it at the highest of levels for so long. He's been, you know, an icon at the position. He's been somebody that we've all looked up to for so many years as a standard of excellence. You know, I think there's a ton of admiration and respect for the way that he's played the game from so many of us, especially us guys who've been in the same era for so many years with him and gotten to compete with him every now and then, you know, being an NFC guy. But, you know, we've played some really good quarterbacks the first 4 weeks. Obviously playing Drew a couple weeks ago as well. Another 40-year-old guy has been doing it for so long. I think fans should enjoy what they get to watch, because there are some guys who, you know, people have been able to watch for 15 plus 20 plus years at the position who are some of the best to ever play it. And I think it's good that we just enjoy it for what it is, have respect and admiration for the way that we have played over this time and enjoy where we're at in our careers now.
So there you go. It's not about Aaron Rodgers playing against Tom Brady. It's about Aaron Rodgers playing against the defense. And it doesn't change things when it comes to, I guess, the GOAT experience. Or, you know, if Aaron Rodgers gets a win, is all of a sudden he's up on Tom Brady? No. It just doesn't. I got a note here from Eric who says, hey, Tom Brady was a system of what Bill Belichick is doing. He's going to make Cam Newton great again, and we're seeing the struggles of Tom. Terrific. He's not so terrific. Brady is just a human. Okay, let me back up here for a second. Tom Brady has been with Bill Belichick since the beginning of his career. Okay? It took Aaron Rodgers at least a year to really get indoctrinated to Matt LaFleur's system. You saw it just be off last year, just a little bit off, okay? They still went to an NFC Championship game, but it was still a little bit off, okay? I think we can all admit that. It looked last year like a Frankenmash of Mike McCarthy and Matt LaFleur. Last year doesn't look at all like this year, okay? So it takes you a year. Tom Brady's been with one guy his entire career, and he's got to now go over to Bruce Arians and say, okay, let's work together and try to make this better. And new teammates. Where Aaron Rodgers had the same teammates, he just got a different head coach. Right?
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Tom, Bill.
Thank you very much. Tom Brady had to go to a new team, all new teammates, except for Gronk, and the new head coach. And people want to rip him because he's old. Now, he may be.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying – thank you. I'm not saying that's the reason why. It doesn't look great right now. You know, this is a different team with a different discipline. You don't ever see pre-snap penalties in New England. The attention to detail, the discipline, it's just different. Brady's trying to be the high tide that raises all ships right now down in Tampa Bay. This was a team that, with Jameis Winston last year, figured out ways to lose. Now Brady's trying to teach them how to figure out ways to win. I'm not knocking Brady. Why would you? I mean, if you say he can't throw downfield, go back to the year that he had Randy Moss. They had one of the best vertical games in all of football. He can throw downfield. If you've got guys to go up and get it, you can throw downfield. He's got guys now. They're all banged up. So people love to hate on Tom Brady. I don't know why. Maybe it's Deflategate. Who knows? But Aaron Rodgers is right. This does not diminish the discussion of Tom Brady being one of the greatest, if not the greatest quarterback of all time. It takes a lot to run a system. It takes a lot to be that leader. It takes a lot to be a champion. And Brady's done it. All he's got to do is put his hand out and say, kiss the ring, and then you got to ask him, well, which one? That's how many he's got. Come on. I think Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous quarterback. I think he's one of the greatest of all time. His precision, his decision-making, I think has been almost second to none. I think his will to win, it's all up there. What he doesn't have is the rings. So, you know, and whether that was because of the head coach, the system, the team, whatever it happens to be, the guys around him, I don't know, the general manager. I mean, he willed that team to some NFC Championship games. That game against the Seattle Seahawks of 2014 will forever stick in our memory and in the angst of our hearts because they have not been back since. They had it. And I believe they would have beaten the New England Patriots in that Super Bowl. They were playing that good of football. It was just stupid mental mistakes. The only coaching mistake was third quarter when they kind of ran the ball, and it was three and outs. And they took their foot off the gas. That was the only mistake. But telling Morgan Burnett to go down, dumb. Micah Hyde not knowing to be on the two-point conversion, dumb. Clay Matthews pulling himself out when they needed him the most, dumb. Bostic going up and not allowing Jordy Nelson to just catch the football, cradle it, and end the game, dumb. You know, you can go back through a lot of plays in that game and say, okay, had any one of the players actually, done this, that outcome's different. So, no, I it's very difficult to get to a Super Bowl. The fact that even Tom Brady has those rings and has been to numerous beyond is something that's just amazing. Just amazing. Do I think that Bill Belichick had something to do with it? Damn straight. That is the Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi combination of our modern era. So I think Aaron Rodgers is 100% correct. Let's do this. Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, going to be joining us coming up here in just a couple. Stay tuned for that. Hey, if you're cruising around out there, you're looking up right now, and you might be thinking, corn is as high as, well, it's starting to die. But it's because it's late season corn. It's going to be used for ethanol. So if you see the combines out there, if you see the harvesters out there, you know what's going on. They're bringing it in right now because then they're going to put it in the trucks. The truck drivers are then going to be, because they're employed, they're going to be then heading over to the refineries. The refinery workers are then going to turn that into ethanol, which is a cheaper form of fuel for you and for me. And if you've got a car newer than 2001, you can run unleaded 88 in it. If you've got a car that says flex fuel badging on the back or on the gas cap or E85, then you can run E85. It's that simple. But the one thing we want to do is support our farmers, support the local workers. And we kind of complete that circle when we pull into, say, a Quick Trip or a Jets or something like that, and they have that unleaded 88 at the pump. That is, and by the way, that is cleaner for the environment, and it's helping out, like, the local economy and not just the big oil, you know, the big business. So give it a shot. Take a shot at it. If you want to get, you know, all the facts and dispel all the myths, the Wisconsin Biofuels Association reminds you, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And it's not just the farmers in Wisconsin. It's in the upper Midwest. It's in Minnesota. It's over in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. Help all of them out as well. And it does something great for the economy. So, again, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And see for yourself. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Come back. Eric Brancheck, the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's going to join us next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You just got to make sure that you stress the hydration. That's the biggest key, especially when it's colder here. You just don't feel like drinking water all the time or taking in the fluids. So we've been stressing it and just making sure that our guys are adhering to that because we need everybody for what we know is going to be a long four-quarter battle.
And after that four-quarter battle, we're going to have the Green and Gold postgame show for you. Gary Ellerson and I, make sure you tune on many of these same stations. Looking for that. Looking forward to that. And we'll give you our analysis and breakdown, and then we want your opinion and thoughts as well. And the Green and Gold postgame show on many of these same stations and the radio.com app. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. EB, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing well. I'm just looking forward to this game. I've got trepidation about this. I was saying this earlier today that it's I don't know if it's just Brady being, you know, kind of embarrassed because he forgot how many downs there were in the game against the Bears or the fact that they just lost to the Bears. But this game I don't feel is going to be nearly as easy as many people seem to think it is. You know what I mean?
I totally understand what you mean. That front seven is it's about as good as they're going to get. You know, that they're going to see all year. So I really feel like that this is going to be a good test. And I think the way, you know, people are saying win or lose, what are you betting on? I'm betting on the first play as a jet sweep. Because I think what I would do, I'm attacking that defense, is I got to get those safeties out of their spots, and I got to get those linebackers thinking east and west and not north and south. So I'm running a jet sweep and get safeties, get backers moving. And then after that, run some counters off of it. You know, they run that counter all the time where they run a jet sweep, where they're going to run deep motion, and then they run the counter back the other way. They're going to need to do some of that, because I think they're going to have a hard time just trying to knuckle it up and go through A and B gaps head up. But I think if they can get the safeties moving, the backers over pursuing a little bit, then they can get the run game going, and then that'll pop up some stuff over the top. So I think this is going to be a heck of a chess match. And so far this year, Matt LaFleur he's been to the challenge with the chess matches. So you know, I think this is going to be fun.
I look at the possibility of most likely Devonta Adams coming back, Kenny Clark coming back. Let's start with Kenny Clark. What do you think this does for Preston Smith's numbers when Kenny Clark returns?
I don't know. I think that, you know, a few people have talked about Kenny Clark and that. I think what really will affect his numbers is when they can get a couple of good linebackers in the middle. And let him go. One of the things that's a little bit different that he has done in the past versus right now is he's playing a little bit more solid against the run. He's not just all over the place. And, you know, he's playing more sound, technically sound. So that tells me that they want him to be roped down rather than just, you know, pinning his ears back every single play. So I think what they need is some better help in the middle part of the field, and then I think you'll see his numbers start going up.
I like the fact that the secondary is extremely solid. The linebacking play's been pretty good, but it's some of the surprises. You know, you might be getting better play from some of the guys that you thought may or may not be helpful this year. You know, again, we talked a little bit about it last night. Should we be giving Brian Gutekunst now all the credit in the world for kind of figuring this out? You got a guy like Jonathan Garvin that's going to be coming back. Chris Barnes has really stepped up after getting cut and then comes back and he's starting the very next week. You're getting decent play out of these guys, and Kirksey, albeit he's hurt, at least gave you something as well. Should we not be, I don't say you don't question, but should we not be as quick to judge the things that Brian Gutekunst does because of some of the moves that he's made that now we're going, oh, wait a minute, these guys aren't that bad?
I don't think – God, that's a great question. I think you got to let these guys understand, or we need to understand that they know who's on their roster and they know who's in practice, and they see what some of the things that we don't see, and we don't necessarily know what piece they need or what piece they're missing, whereas they're, you know, they know it. They know what they're trying to do, and I need this guy. So they, hey, all right, we're going to draft Dwara, or we're going to draft A.J. Dillon. You know, those are the things that we don't know that they're thinking about. You know, we always want to think the high guy, the guy that can run the fastest and have the best college numbers, that's the guy they should take. And, you know, maybe that's the future. But I think right now they needed the pieces to build their offense and run their base offense and, of course, their defense. So, yeah, I think they've done a pretty good job. I guess a couple more years and we'll see.
I really like the offensive line. I know that they've had a lot of depth. But while they've been really, really good at giving Aaron Rodgers all kinds of time to throw, and he's been one of the least touched quarterbacks in the league, how good are they, do you think, against a more stout run defense like Tampa Bay?
Well, they're really good pass blockers. We know that. And I think they have some challenges in the run game. But they have been better. And I'll tell you, Corey Linsley has been playing fantastic, as well as Elton Jenkins. I think those two guys are the finest. Not the finest, but maybe can be talked about is one of the finest guard center duos that's out there right now. And that's key to the running game. So it's going to be whether or not they can get their hips around on some of these guys. Cause I don't know if they're not built for, you know, to be a road grader by any means, but you know, if they can get their hips turned and get upfield and just start picking off guys at the second level, and I'll say, hey, they're a pretty good offensive line. But right now, I don't know. I know they're really, really good against the pass. Their pass protection is fantastic. But, you know, this is going to be a huge test for us to find out how good they are.
Talking with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Now you get Davante Adams back, and you're talking about possibility of Equanimeous St. Brown coming back. Where does Equanimeous St. Brown fall in all of this? Because you've already found weapons in guys like Robert Tonyan. You're starting to throw the ball a little bit more to Jay Sternberger. There's obviously Malik Taylor, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Darius Shepard. These guys have played in the absence of a guy like Equanimeous St. Brown. So where does he fall into the mix when he finally does come back?
I think we'll see. This is going to sound strange, but if he's the better blocker of the guys you named, I think he plays. Because they really need, if you watch them closely, Lazard, he was pretty good at catching the ball and all that, doesn't have the greatest wheels. But one of the things that guy really did well was blocking downfield, whether it be on a screen pass to the back or either another receiver, or in the run game, going down and picking off a safety that's filling the alley or a linebacker. So I think that's it. I know it sounds strange to say that about a wide receiver, but you want a 75-yard run, that wide receiver's got to have his helmet in there somehow.
Then you got Tom Brady, and we know that Tom Brady is I think Aaron Rodgers is exactly right. This does not change. If Aaron Rodgers wins this game by 3 touchdowns, it doesn't change the discussion of GOAT and all that kind of stuff. I mean, rings speak extremely loud, and Tom Brady is quite a bit older, and you expect a little bit of a downfall this year considering the fact, and I mentioned this earlier, look, Aaron Rodgers, it took him a year to really get Matt LaFleur's system, and that's with all his guys. Tom Brady went to a new team with new guys, with a new head coach, with a new philosophy, with a new system. So I expected him to have somewhat of a down year this year, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. I think that's a pretty scary combination that they got going on down there. Bruce Arians he can put together an offense, and we all know that. And to have some of the tools that they have, they're a little nicked up down there. But I think the best is yet to come with those guys. And gosh almighty, Green Bay's got to be thinking defensively that they're really going to have to play sharp and get him moving, because this might be one of those games where he just, looks magical. It always seems like in the best, when he's down or they're in a tight spot, that you can rely on him not to make any stupid mistakes. It's been a little bit different this year. We know we had a couple of pick sixes, but, that defense, they got to be sharp. And I think the most important thing is to get the 12 on their side, getting him moving. They don't necessarily got to put him on the ground. They just got to get him moving.
Joe asked me during Buy or Sell, he said, do you think that Robert Tonyan gets 75 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game? Let me ask you.
Sell. Absolutely. I think 50 yards and a touchdown would be a pretty good outing. There's a lot of guys that throw the ball to. And they're going to have, and here's the reality is with Adams back, he's going to command 10 balls, right? So there may not be that many balls to go around. And, I think, 50 yards in a TD, I don't think any tight end in the league is going to complain about that.
I don't think you're going to see as many touches for Aaron Jones, only because you're probably going to see the heat, and they're going to want to spread it around to everybody as not to wear anybody out or have anybody take too many hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But I think there's going to be a lot of fresh faces in there, a lot of fresh legs. So I don't think that they're going to be relying on Jones. But then who knows? I've said things like that, and all he comes out, he touches the ball 24 times and, scores 3 touchdowns and all that. So I don't know. I think it depends on how the game goes. But I would tend to agree with your previous statement that, they'll probably spread it around a little bit.
Always good, my friend. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again on Monday and break it all down, okay?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on. I hope you have a really great weekend. Say hello to everybody down there at the studio.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Eric. There you go. Eric Branch at Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. When should hearing a no, no, no make you want to say a yes, yes, yes? When it's the latest Pella Now Pay Later deal. It's an offer from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You see, through the end of October, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin offering no money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months when you replace your leaky or old windows and doors right now. Or you can choose 2.99% APR financing for 12 years. That's right. For 12 years, you could spread it out. Chilly winds. They've already started to blow. I was showing you earlier today in the video that, yeah, we had some flurries in the area as well. And I come home, and I'm immediately warm. It's cozy. It's comfy. The outside is outside. I have Pella windows and doors, and I'm telling you, I swear by these things. I don't know what else to do. Go around, take pictures or something, video, who knows. But they're awesome. And if you've been thinking about replacing or you're building a home or whatever, Pella now, pay later, no money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months or 12 years, 2.99% APR financing to approve credit right now through the end of the month. And all you got to do is stop in, see the showroom or the experience centers. Go to PellaWI.com for details. Again, you can get a free, count it free, consultation today. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, time now for the new mail heads up plays of the week. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers head to Florida tomorrow to face the Buccaneers on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, not a fan of the turf at Raymond James Stadium. He's suffered a sprained shoulder there and that calf muscle injury that plagued him in the 2014 NFC Championship game against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I've had a couple rough ones down there, but they've had a lot of play over the years on that surface. I'm not sure what the surface looks like. You know, I haven't played there, like you said, since 14, but trying to buck that trend here.
Game day weather forecast for Tampa Bay, sunshine and a high of 86. Matt LaFleur.
You stress the hydration. That's the biggest key. And just making sure that our guys are adhering to that, because we need everybody for what we know is going to be a long four-quarter battle.
A lot of NFL stats services say the Buccaneers receivers have dropped more passes than any other team in the league. Bucs head coach Bruce Arians.
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats. I don't see us dropping the ball that much. I don't put any stock in it. Our guys can catch and we don't say shit about it.
That's Bruce Arians in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good, naturally carbonated, gluten-free, and includes no artificial flavors. Go to BudLight.com. But now, it is time for the new mail. Heads up, plays of the week. Number one, Chase Claypool scores his fourth touchdown in the game last week. Here it is.
Ben goes empty again, third and eight at the Eagles' 35-yard line. Here's the snap. He throws it down the field. Oh, that is Chase Claypool into the end zone for a Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Wide open from 35 out, and Ben kind of knew it.
Ben knew it on the Pittsburgh Steelers Radio Network, number two radio. Joe, what you got?
I picked up the Browns defense in fantasy this week as a streaming option. For one of the many reasons here, Ronnie Harrison with the pick six last week against the Colts.
Rivers back to pass. Late pressure coming. Steps up, throws. That's going to be picked off. They got it down the sideline. Picked off by Ronnie Harrison. It's a pick six. Touchdown.
Well, Rivers throwing late. Ronnie Harrison just sitting out there on the flat waiting.
And we've been waiting to get him into that secondary. Welcome, Ronnie Harrison.
There you go. That is on the Browns radio network. And last but certainly not least, it is on the Seahawks radio network. Our good buddy, Steve Vrabel. Russell Wilson finds DK Metcalf on the fourth down and in the final seconds of the game against the Vikings.
Russell, look out. He's going to fire inside. Reaching up. Making a catch. Does he hang on? He does. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown, Seahawks, and it's Metcalf who reaches up and makes the catch.
There you go. And that is our new mail heads up plays of the week. It's brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical Center, treating guys with ED, low T, all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. One number, though, for the many locations. Call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. If you have low T with lack of energy, brain fog, whatever it happens to be, they can help you. ED, yeah, they can help you. Or if you just want to shed some unwanted pounds, we are coming into the winter months, my friend. That's when traditionally you become more sedentary. You're sitting in front of fires. You're hanging out at the house. You're eating a little bit more, bored a little bit more. Call them. They can help you jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program just like they did me. I keep telling you, the Emerge Challenge, once we come out of this pandemic, once we come out of the quarantines and the masks and everything else, we go back to normal, you don't want to come out next summer, pull your T-shirt off and go, what the hell is that? Somebody is smuggling inner tubes from a local Firestone. Come on. Go ahead and give them a call. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. There you go. That's our Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week. Okay, coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from Mike Pettine, the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator, is going to be joining, or not joining us, but he spoke to the media, so we're going to hear from him. And then Mike Clemens is going to be joining us, our Green and Gold insider. We'll get his thoughts. Well, I want to get Mike's thoughts because, obviously, you've got Equanimeous St. Brown, who has been practicing, and Jonathan Garvin, who has been practicing. You believe that Devontae Adams and Kenny Clark are going to both be back. So we're going to talk a little bit about the cavalry coming in to provide the reinforcements, so to speak. We'll get into that discussion coming up. And then we'll talk more about this matchup and see if Mike as well has trepidation about this ballgame. Mike, by the way, will be joining us during the Green and Gold postgame show coming up immediately following the game on Sunday. But Mike is going to be in Tampa. Going to be down there in Tampa. So he'll be up there up close and personal to this ball game and this contest. So we're going to get the lowdown as to what's actually happening down there in Tampa as well. But we're going to talk with Mike Clemens to round out the next hour. So stay tuned for that. So there you have it. That is all coming up. The defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, then Mike Clemens. We round it out, and then we get you ready for the weekend. We send you off. Go enjoy yourself. Go enjoy the weekend. Maybe a little college football, a little baseball, and then some Packers football. All coming up this weekend. Looking forward to it, man, so much. Got another hour yet to go. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.